Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy. Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill, as is highspeedweb.net that streams our signal 24/7, 365. Well, you need to pay real close attention to this program, because chances are you've gotten a tax bill a time or two, and two of the ladies who make that happen are with York County. They are Amy Boheeler, who is the York County Auditor, along with her Deputy Auditor, Karen Cook. And I know nothing about what these ladies do, although I'm very familiar with them because I get these tax bills for my car and my house and all that kind of stuff every year. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for them.
You're welcome.
All right, first of all, how about you, Amy? Tell us a little bit about Amy.
Well, I've been with the auditor's office for 26 years. Of those 26 years, I've been auditor for about 14.
Wow.
Coming up in December. Not a lot of people stay in the same office for that long.
I was going to say.
So I started at the window as a clerk and worked my way up. I was deputy auditor myself for about a year and a half, 2 years before getting the auditor position. So I've done just about everything in the office with the exception of one task, in which my deputy did that before she was deputy. So been there for a long time.
All right. So Karen, tell us a little bit about you.
My name is Karen Cook, and I've also been with the auditor's office in my position for 13 years.
Wow.
But I actually started out in tax collection. So I moved from tax collection into the auditor's office, and I've been there 22 years.
Ah. So in all those years, Amy... Mm-hmm. Never had a complaint from anybody?
We wish. No, nobody likes to pay taxes, so, you know, we understand that. So, you know, it's understandable that we're going to get complaints, and it's not necessarily all the time about us. It's just the fact that, you know, we're talking about people's money.
Sure. But on the other side of the coin, as we were talking about before we were on the air, for anybody who's lived in another part of the country, particularly in the Northeast, or on the left coast, as I call it, when they come to God's country, they're going to find out that their overall tax burden is considerably less. We may do it a little bit differently, vehicle tax here and blah, blah, blah. But if you put the whole package together, you're going to find out that we're a pretty good buy. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree. But like, you know, as you said before we were on the air, people look at it as one piece.
Yeah.
So they're looking at, you know, the vehicle taxes, and they'll sometimes say, well, that's double what I paid where I came from. But so they're not looking at the whole thing.
Right. Okay. So how do we describe what it is that the auditor's office does?
Well, we actually calculate taxes. So our tax assessor's office places values on real property. And we take their values, and we calculate what the tax amount is going to be.
Right.
We do personal property as well. That's handled strictly in our office. We do aircraft, which Karen is in charge of. We do watercraft, which everybody kind of helps with. We do business personal property. We have two clerks that do that because you have some companies or businesses that file a return through the state and some that file a return through the county. That's on their furniture, fixtures, and equipment that they use inside the business, not the building. And a lot of people get confused when they get a bill on that because it has the address, so they think it's on the real estate. It's not. It's on the contents.
Mm-hmm.
We also tax documented vessels, which goes with watercraft. We do homestead exemptions for those who are 65 years of age or older or 100% disabled.
Which is something I'm not sure a whole lot of states do. That's a very nice benefit.
Well, and some other states, yeah, they may not have a homestead, but people get confused when they move here because we have a legal residence rate, too, that you apply for in the tax assessor's office, which you get taxed at 4% on your property if it's your primary residence. A lot of people think homestead is that legal residence.
Mm-mm. This is an extra bonus.
Right.
When you turn 65 years of age, the assessment on your house drops, what is it, $50,000 or something?
Yes, you get, well, you get exempt on the first $50,000 fair market value.
First $50,000. So if your house is worth $200,000, you're only going to be assessed at $150,000.
That's correct.
That's a nice gift.
Oh, yes.
That's a nice.
Well, at that age, you've earned it.
Right, John?
Yes.
So you have all these different categories of taxes, but the auditor's office's only job is to apply the tax rate to whatever the assessment bills are that are sent over from the assessor's office?
Well, like I said, the assessor sends over the real property information.
Right.
Everything else we receive from either, well, we do vehicles too, I didn't mention that.
Uh-huh.
But we receive all the rest of our information from either DOR, DMV, DNR,
FAA,
yeah. So we're like the middleman. So we receive all the information from different sources, and yes, we apply the tax rate to that and come up with the actual dollar amount that you're going to pay. We're in charge of getting the bills printed and billing them out.
Now catch this number, because I've heard this before. How many tax bills, approximately, are you sending out, let's say, every month?
Vehicles, it's around 19,000 a month.
19,000 a month. Now, this just goes to show how the population has grown in your county.
Absolutely.
Because if you've been in the auditor's office for 26 years, I bet you that number 26 years ago was less than half that.
Probably so. I don't remember right offhand, but I used to do that job, and we actually printed our bills in-house. I was in charge of printing. So you had three machines you had to run everything through. You printed the bill first, and that was back when we used the tract-fed forms that were carbon copies that you couldn't read. So I would print them out. Then I had to run them through a machine to pull the top copy off, and then through another machine to tear them apart and pull the edges off. So it took me about a day to print them myself, and and it was considerably less than 19,000, but I don't remember offhand.
I bet. And we're going to get into what technology has done a little bit later in the program. So we have all these different categories of tax bills. We have your residential home. If you have a commercial business, you have the land or the building cost. Then you have the furniture and fixtures cost.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a vehicle tax.
Mm-hmm.
You've got an airplane tax if you have an airplane. If you've got a boat, you're going to pay a boat tax.
Mm-hmm.
What am I missing? That's six right there. I'm sure there's something else in there.
Well, I mean, of course, you know, automobile covers your trucks, your bus, or
Okay. So we have all these different categories. You get the assessments in from the assessor's office. And your job is simply it's not simple, but there's a tax rate that goes with each one of those, correct?
Well, like I said, the assessor's office only sends the real estate values to us.
Okay.
The DOR, DNR, right. DMV, all that sends the vehicle and everything else. Now, we do have to look up the values for aircraft, watercraft, vehicles, but we're provided the information or the sources to look those values up from the Department of Revenue. They have to provide us that. So we're not just pulling numbers out of the air to put on to value your property. We're actually getting and are bound by law to use the values that DOR provides.
So for sure, there are challenges to whatever. I think if somebody has an airplane, which I used to have, and I used to pay taxes on my airplane. You're going to some kind of a Department of Revenue guide for
aircraft blue book.
Aircraft blue book. Same thing with a boat, I imagine, a boat blue
book. But we actually send returns out to aircraft owners because we don't have the ability of knowing how many hours is on the engine.
That's right.
So we do allow the owners to send us a fair market value for that aircraft based on the hours of the engine, and then we compare it to what is in the aircraft blue book and make sure that it's pretty much in line.
Find out if they're being honest.
No, I didn't say all of that.
You didn't say it. All right, so then you get those values, and there is a tax rate for that particular type of Vehicle, I call it.
Yeah, aircraft is taxed actually at 4%, just like an owner-occupied home.
Okay.
Vehicles are 6%. Boats are 10.5% unless they qualify for 6% by having living quarters.
Okay.
So if your boat has a bedroom and a bathroom, right, you can have it taxed at a 6% tax rate.
Okay. So let's get into that, because therein is a big, big, big reason for a lot of calls, I'll bet you. Why am I being taxed at 6% and not being taxed at 4%? And how do you go about answering that question?
Well, we work under the statutory South Carolina Code of Law.
Right.
So that is the assessment ratios that we've been, you know, that the law says we use. And it's spelled out in there. I don't know exactly which code section, but it tells you what each type of property is to be taxed at.
Right. You get a 4%, if I understand this right, on your primary residence.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
But if you own rental properties or whatever it is, mm-hmm, like some people that I know, your taxing those at 6%.
That's correct.
All right. If you have a commercial building, like people that I know, your taxing those at 6%.
Correct, unless you are running a manufacturing facility out of that building, and then you're taxed at 10.5%.
You just jumped the gun, because if you have a business inside that commercial building that is, you know, producing a product, then kaboom, you're going to go to the higher rate.
That's correct.
And keep in mind, these ladies do not set the rates.
That's right.
They don't do that. That's this. These people down in Columbia,
that's
they
correct.
Determine 4%, 6%, 10.5%.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, I can imagine the calls you get. Can you remember?
A lot. A lot.
Oh, can you give me one good one? Just one good one without any names. I don't need names. Just somebody who was over the top.
I don't think we specifically or myself recall individual names on the complaints. Well, I take that back. There are some people that we hear from often.
Ah, it's very kind.
So, and, you know, we work with them as best we can to, you know, explain and
but
you know,
how
this works. But most of the time it's really just because, you know, we're taking their money.
Well, I got
and,
that.
And that's the, you know, when they come to the window, that's, you know, they don't want to pay the high taxes. Right. And we understand that because we have to pay it too. So, you know, we try to keep that in mind whenever people are upset. But
there is a process for somebody to appeal.
Mm-hmm.
When they get the notice from you that you owe, you know, whatever, let's just say you owe $1,000 and it's on whatever it's going to be. Let's say it's a house or it's a boat or whatever. And you disagree with that. I mean, if you read the back of the tax notice, it tells you exactly what you're supposed to do.
That's great. Mm-hmm.
And really the onus is on you, meaning the taxpayer, mm-hmm, to explain to those in your office or in the assessor's office what the facts are as you see them.
That's
correct?
That's correct. That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Now, is that done entirely in writing, or is it done verbally, or is there a face-to-face meeting? How's it handled?
Every appeal you have to have something in, well, provide something. The assessor's office, I think, requires something in writing.
Right.
We accept, like on vehicles, we'll take online appraisals. However, we don't take trade-in values. We will, you know, look at the retail value. If there's a substantial difference, then we're going to ask questions.
Sure.
And probably ask for more information.
Right.
If it's reasonable, we'll take it. We allow appeals on any type of property, except for we can't accept appeals on business personal property. They have to do that through the Department of Revenue.
So you're telling me that even though you're not the assessor, mm-hmm, you know, you're the auditor, that if I have a question about the value of my car, mm-hmm, and I pull up Kelley Blue Book, which anybody can do on a computer.
Right.
And Kelley Blue Book says the value is Y, not X. You're going to listen to me, and you're going to look at your Kelley Blue Book, mm-hmm, and you're going to say, okay, you're right, we're wrong, or whatever, and you'd make the adjustment.
That is correct. Because, like I said before, the state or Department of Revenue provides us the manuals that we use to value our property.
Right.
So that's our starting point. We start with the value that Department of Revenue has provided.
Right.
If you don't agree with it, you bring in something, Kelley Blue Book, we'll take a look at that. If it is reasonable, yes, we will change it. So what we have a problem with a lot of times is when people key in their information, they might have the wrong model. So I will say that we have a website that we go to, and we will key in your serial number and make sure that the appraisal you brought in does match the model of your vehicle.
Right. So how many people do you have in the auditor's office that are doing all of this? 19,000 car bills a month.
Well, believe it or not, one lady in our office handles all of our renewals, which
Excuse
is the 19,000.
One person?
One person.
Technology, technology, technology.
Well, and we have a software company that we use. When we get our information from the Department of Motor Vehicles, it goes through our software company first.
Right.
They will run some kind of report to match the values, because you use the year of the vehicle and part of the serial number to get the value from the manuals that Department of Revenue provide to us. So they will run a match on that, and they match a lot of those values for us. When it gets to the lady in our office that handles it, she matches anything that is not matched already, doesn't have a value already. She checks the tax districts to make sure you're in the right district. There are several other things that she has to go through, and usually she has about a two-week period to finish that on all her records. So she's not actually touching all 19,000 records, but she has a process of different things she has to look at each month, and like I said, she has about 2 weeks to do it in.
So who handles the actual physical billing? Do you do that at the county office complex, or do you have a vendor somewhere that does that for you?
That actually prints the bills?
Yeah.
We have an outside vendor that does our printing for us. So we have to calculate the information with help of our software provider. They build a file for us. We send that file to the printing company, and then they will print the bills out.
All right, we're going to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks for our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care, PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Now, ladies, you don't know anything about this, but we broadcast live every day from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. We prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week right before your eyes. And the magical way we do it is here in white letters, and we all say it together at the top of our lungs, right? One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Not bad, not bad, not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
I like the friendly service, and I like that the meat's fresh and the food tastes good. They slice the meat right there in front of you.
Man, it's just utterly delicious.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Now available from Founders Federal Credit Union, Dividend AMP. Dividend AMP is the easiest way to fund Founders Loyalty Select, our highest yield savings account. Enroll in Dividend AMP today, and the dividends from your eligible interest-bearing accounts may qualify for Dividend AMP transfers. Log into Founders Online to enroll today. Relax, we're helping you amp up your savings. Account restrictions apply, federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know Comporium's 1 gig Zipstream is up to 100 times faster than the average internet connection? Zipstream is designed to support multiple devices all at once without sacrificing speed. In fact, with Zipstream, you can download an entire HD movie in less than 10 seconds or 1,000 songs in about 30 seconds. And with Zipstream from Comporium, who needs hard drives? Gigabit speed makes cloud storage practical and safer than a backup of a backup of a backup. Go online to Comporium.com to see if your neighborhood is Zipstream ready.
Good Pharmacy, with a modern look and traditional standards.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. All six of our pharmacists love serving you and your children. Ask us about alternatives for your child's medicine.
My mommy loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
On October 24th, Piedmont Medical Center goes pink, a women's health event for our community. PMC Goes Pink is an evening of education and fun for women that's completely free. This educational ladies' night out in the hospital's Women's Tower Auditorium features local vendors, hors d'oeuvres, and drinks, a free gift, and health talks from women's health professionals. To register, go online to mypmc.com/breastcancerevent. That's mypmc.com/breastcancerevent.
Slice, slice, slice! Yard, yard, yard.
It's the only way that Substation 2 makes fresh subs and salads. All their meats, cheeses, and vegetables are sliced fresh right before your eyes. It's no wonder people keep coming back to Substation 2.
Slice, slice, slice. Yard, yard, yard.
Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Two lovely ladies from the York County Auditor's Office are with us. Amy Wohler, who is the auditor herself, and her deputy, Karen Cook. And we're learning everything that you should know about how the auditor's office works. And obviously, they're kind of hooked together like a train is with all of its cars to the actual assessor's office as well. And with that being said, here's good news, ladies and gentlemen. It's that wonderful time of the year, and we're not talking about Christmas. We're talking about every 5 years when we go through reassessment, which is required by state law. Is it not, Amy?
That is correct.
All right. That is going to happen in 2020.
That is correct.
I know that you don't do that. That is not your office. But true or false, you're going to start hearing from people when those assessments come out.
Absolutely. Because the tax assessor's office, the auditor's office, and tax collection, most people do not know the difference between our offices. We work very closely together, and anything that we do, we all are involved with pretty much. So, you know, the assessor, like I said, does the real property, we do the personal property, and then the tax collector takes your money. So you have to deal with pretty much every one of us.
All right.
If you own a vehicle and, you know, a house. So, you know, it's often confusing, though, when people come in. They don't know which department to go to for what.
Now, I think in simple terms, you can think about this. If you own a car, you can guarantee the value of the car is going to be a little bit less every year. It's just the way they depreciate. If you own a boat, pretty much the same kind of thing. Airplane, it can hold its value. Actually can go up in value.
Actually, yes.
Yeah. Now, one thing for sure. Guaranteed, your house, the residence you live in, is going to go up in value. Would you not agree with that, Erin?
Most of the time, yes, it does go up. We do get some of those phone calls, and we rightfully refer them back to the tax assessor's office.
Yeah, exactly. Well, everybody wants to be able to sell their house for more than they paid for the house, right? So it would seem to be reasonable to expect that you're going to have to pay. I mean, your assessment is going to go up a little higher. Now, even though your assessment goes up, here's the key thing. If the county council, which is not your job, they have a thing called, what is it called, a constant yield tax or something like that, where they have to, by law, keep that tax rate adjusted according to what the assessments are producing. And if they don't, they have to have public hearings and what have you to let people know what they're doing. And the coughing over there is, I upset her. Can you see that? That is Amy. She's okay. I just choked her up with that question. But
you're going to have to take it.
Go ahead. Karen, you're on here, girl.
Okay.
But it's true. I mean, the tax rate is adjusted by the council based on these assessments that come out.
That's correct.
Every 5 years. The assessments will be higher, and normally what the county council will do will lower the tax rate so that the net effect is about the same.
Right.
If they go beyond a certain percentage, they're going to have public hearings and what have you. That's the way it works. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's correct.
Now, you all have more than one office, correct?
We do. We have two offices, one at 1070 Heckle Boulevard that is currently going through some renovations.
Thank heavens.
Exactly. And we have an office in York that is now in the new government center in York.
And I got to tell you.
It's beautiful.
What you all used to work in, compared to what you are right now, it's like Shangri-La.
Oh, I know. We're so excited. Well, I'm normally in the Rock Hill office, so I'm excited to get to a newly renovated office.
Well, you're gonna have the same kind of digs that they got up in York.
Exactly.
And the best thing about it is they plowed down the old ag building, and it's now a parking lot.
Yes.
So you got two offices.
We have two offices, and we have a total of 11 employees, and that's including Amy and myself.
So 11 people, only 11 people between the two offices are doing all of this.
That's correct.
That's pretty good. So which brings me to what I wanted to talk about a little bit earlier, technology, and how that has changed what you all have been doing for years and years. You've been there for 26 years, Amy.
That's correct.
And you, Karen, for
22. For
22. Mm-hmm. So kind of take me through, like, the old way you used to do things versus how you're doing it now.
Well, like I said earlier, I used to do all of our printing in-house. And I guess it's been maybe 18 years now. I might be off a little bit. We've actually got an outsourced that.
Right.
So that has been great because, you know, you have to buy new equipment to keep up.
Right.
So that saved the county a lot of money as far as buying the printers and.
Right. Absolutely. And I would imagine that, you know, that being in the digital world that we all are in right now, you all are getting the same kind of software upgrades and computer upgrades and all that just makes everything, although it's none of us like to go through these upgrades,
right.
But once you've learned them, it's allowing you to do more with less. What a boy's end.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. And, you know, our software company updates things to help us with our daily duties, and our IT department's awesome to help, you know, with things in-house that make our jobs easier. And so, yeah, we've had a lot of changes in processes as far as being able to match our districts to our GIS system, for instance.
Oh, yeah.
That saves some time. So there have been, over the years, I've seen a lot of changes, yes, due to technology.
And most of us have no idea what, when you reference quickly the GIS system, what the county has done. But they've got basically everything in the county digitized on a map. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know exactly what is what. And if you know how to use it.
I was fixing to say, and it's available to anybody if you know how to use it.
Yeah. And it'll tell you anything that you want to know in terms of values and locations and zonings and da-da-da.
Right. And we have a great IT staff that keeps up with that. They're really good. So that is a wonderful tool for people to be able to go online and look that stuff up. Yeah. So.
All right. So give me the 1, 2, 3 in terms of if somebody has got an issue with a tax bill, whatever that tax bill might be, what is it they should do? What is the 1, 2, 3 that they should do to try to make sure they understand what the problem is in their own head?
Call. First of all, give us a call. If they call the wrong place, we'll get them where they need to go. We will walk them through the process and, you know, tell them what they need to do to fix whatever the issue is. We get a lot of calls about address, you know, didn't get my bill because the address changed, disputing values, or want to do an appeal, you know, all those things. Or before you buy a vehicle, or, you know, call and find out what the taxes might be on it so you'll have an idea.
And what happens when you sell a vehicle or sell a house? How do you get that information?
If you sell a vehicle, give us a call. We'll tell you when you turn your license plate into the Department of Motor Vehicles. They give you a receipt. You bring that back to us. You can get a prorated refund.
Okay.
If you sell a house, now that's a little bit out of my area, but the tax assessor's office, give them a call. They can help you.
Yeah, and I'm sure at the closing on a house, all that information is going to the right people anyway.
Exactly. The attorneys know the routine there. So.
Well, ladies, you've done great. The half hour has spun right by. Amy Boheeler and Karen Cook, thank you very much for all that you do.
Thank you.
And if you get a chance, go up and see the new administration building in York. It really is nice. Very, very nice. They've done a great job with that. So that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program for today. And tomorrow we're going to be talking with the lady who runs the DNA lab here in York County, which I think will be exceptionally interesting to how all that works. So that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Now, one more time, these ladies did so well. We broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we prepare fresh subs and salads right before your eyes 7 days a week. And anybody who knows anything about Rock Hill will know how it's done. At the count of three, let's all do it together. 1, 2, 3. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Well done. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.